We're back. Working with Damaged Kevin and Damaged Pip. They're being mean on the break, but that's okay.
What? Never.
Yes, they are being bullies.
We were bullying Davin. Yes. Now, if you believe that one.
All right, let's do. Now, this is very exciting.
If you believe that one, I could send you I could sell you a Nigerian prince.
Would you? So this is a very special Scamming Scammers. Let me set it up where we are with Jane, because it's been a couple weeks. Jane has been my girlfriend of a long time, Kevin. My girlfriend of a long time.
I don't know about that.
No, well, I don't talk. I'm very private. My girlfriend of a long time.
You better back up with that kind of talk, boy.
She, of course, she was in Nigeria studying zoology, originally from Acton, California. She could not pay her bills. She wanted me to pay her bills. We are dating. I'm not a great guy. She recently got out of prison in Nigeria for not paying her zoology schooling bills.
Because that's what they do.
Yes. She wants to get back together with me. Unfortunately, I have an affinity for drugs and hookers. And I, fake Davin, really laid it on the line last week to where Pip was aghast. She wants to get back together. She's out of jail. And I'm like, yeah, but I got hookers and drugs, and I kind of like them more.
Sometimes I forget that we're talking to scammers, and I'm like, you're being a beast. And it's like, oh, wait a minute.
They're not real.
I know. But you know what? I'm just very excited about the Easter Bunny coming this weekend. So
that was on February that was on February 9th of 2018. So all of a sudden, I get a Facebook message on the same Facebook account of Jane.
Okay.
She goes, Davin, I'm Jane Neighbor. She's back in California now. She's in California. She's made it to California. So presumably we'll be seeing each other soon.
Is that her last name, Neighbor?
Yeah,
I'm Jane Neighbor.
Funny, I didn't think of that. I wish I would have.
Should be my.
Nope.
Anyway, so she's back in California. I'm Jane Neighbor. Hi, Jane Neighbor. That's what I wrote. How are you doing? She goes, how are you doing? And then at this moment, I'm perusing Facebook.
Right.
And what do I see? My pal, longtime friend, comedian brethren, person I've taken on the road with me, is making time with my girl.
What?
and
she's a trollop.
Trollop.
And I don't blame her.
He puts it out there for the world to see.
He wants to show his love.
It was hurtful.
He's showing off.
And I honestly, Kevin put it out there for everybody. I feel like Jane was not treated with the respect that she deserves. But I will digress, and I will let Kevin read to you his conversations with my gal.
First of all, this is not my first time doing this.
Whore.
I've gotten a lot of these. And for some reason, within 2 days, I got a message from another woman who actually went on camera for me.
Really?
And I put my camera on an action figure.
That's funny.
and she was very angry. She was naked.
You got a real girl naked?
Yeah, she was naked. The camera came on and she was naked.
You know what? I bet it wasn't her. I bet it was a scammer using one of these cam girls' videos. They do that.
I don't think so because, first of all, she was typing as she was on video. She was typing as the words were coming. And her face was getting visibly angry. Like, you could see she was annoyed. I'm pretty sure it was her.
What action figure were you showing?
Who gives a shit about the action figure, you idiot?
Was it the Hulk?
The Wolverine action figure. Unfortunately, that conversation got deleted because her profile got pulled.
That's why you have to copy the shit immediately.
Yeah.
We all learned that lesson, Kev. We all learned it's a hard lesson to learn. Or in Joe's cases, he doesn't check the spam filter, and then months of work go out the window.
So Jane, Linda Jane, as I know her,
yes,
reached out to me, and she asked me how I'm doing. I said, great. She immediately said, can I see your face? And then she sent me a picture of an attractive girl with purple hair.
Yeah, I never got that picture.
When I posted this, another comedian informed me that this is actually a porn star.
Oh.
You know, you could do Google image search and find that shit out for yourself.
Yeah, I did that with a later picture that he sent me. So I wrote to her, I said, she's pretty. Who's that? She said, that's my picture. Can I see you too? I said, sure, my picture's on my profile.
By the way, Jane has been trying to get my pictures forever. and I have not. That's another thing that she wants. I keep on blowing. Because I figure she can fucking look me up. Fuck this bitch. She don't need my pictures for her collection.
Right.
She at some point explained to me that she only has Facebook Messenger, not Facebook itself. So she can't view.
Is that even possible?
I don't.
Well, you can't find her on Facebook. You can't find her on Facebook.
So she said, can you send a recent picture? I said, sure. Charles is such a pain in his stupid wheelchair. He just came in, and he thought I had class. Do you go to school? And she writes back, I'm done with school. I'm in Acton, California.
Wait a second. Well, man, maybe dumb because she was kicked out of zoology school. I'll fill in the blanks.
The story isn't adding up.
Oh, don't you have doubts?
So I Googled Acton, California, and found out that there's a very popular market there. I said, I've been there. I love the market. Do you go? And she writes back, where are you from? Thanks. I do go to the market sometime. Which one? There's a few. She said, any of the market here. Here. I said, hold on. Scott and Logan just came in. They say they're on a mission, LOL.
Do you want to fill Joe and Pip in on who these characters are? Because I don't know.
Who are these people?
I think it'll come more clear as the story continues. She says, no particular one, responding about the markets. Are you a comedian? So I wrote back, I am the comedian. That's the name the team gave me. It's so funny. Worse than Storm, though. Do you have a secret name? No, I don't have. I said, oh, let's give you one. It's fun. What do you like to do?
Let's give you one.
The last thing she wants to fucking deal with is this.
She writes back, where are you from? I said, I can't really say. Charles is very secretive. Like he is about everything. LOL. She writes, why are you not serious for once? I said, I am serious.
For once? What type of history does she have with you?
Yeah, really.
Where are you from? It's these ridiculous uniforms that are ridiculous. I look ridiculous in all this leather. What do you do for fun? Tell me about you. Don't be neutral, whatever that means. I said, oh, we're not neutral. We're good. The government may not think so, but we're out there constantly fighting the Brotherhood. Where are you from? Or where are you now? I told you, I'm not supposed to say. Charles gets mad, but it's in New York, I think. Jean is always messing with her heads.
I know who he is.
Tell me more about you. In case I'm not from Acton, California. Oh, in case I'm not from Acton, California, and that's not my pick. It's not? I'm in Nigeria. Why are you lying? Charles warned me about this. Are you with the Brotherhood? Who are the Brotherhood? Some nasty dudes. Nasty dude like bad dressers, super aggro, always trying to take over the world.
I gotta stop something. I'm confused. I was talking to her that same day. She's back in Acton, and she's telling you that she's in Nigeria? She's not telling the truth to somebody, Kev. I'll tell you that right now.
She doesn't seem like a very honest person, Dev.
No. This hurts.
I don't want to break your heart.
You are a little bit of his dying inside.
Wait, can she teleport?
Kevin might be able to. I don't know.
Some of my friends can.
I know. I thought they might.
So she says, I'm a girl. I don't know the type, and others don't know what you're talking about. Your words ain't straight. I wrote back, I'm straight. She said, I hate it. I said, what are you saying? I don't think Kurt is, though, with his little tail. So why do you lie about where you're from? I should have known because of my abilities. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you're a liar. I wouldn't expect you to understand. I'm definitely not inviting you on the jet. My neighbor's from Acton, so that's what I say. Sorry I lie. My apologies. I have my reasons. I wrote back, are you a boy? I bet you are. That's my ability. I can tell a boy from a girl just by looking. Usually. No, I'm a girl. Why? I said, God, I suck at this. She said, I'm a girl. Are you a boy? I can tell you're a boy from a girl just by looking. Well, then you should be on the team. Maybe Charles will like you. Who's Charles? The head of my school. A creepy old dude. Are you still in school? And who's that in your profile picture? So she acknowledged that she can see my profile pictures, even after she said she can't see my pictures.
Right.
I said, it's a school for gifted people, and it's me in my picture. I don't lie, unlike some people.
This has turned sour.
Are you saying I'm not the person you're talking about? I said, I'm sorry. She said, are you saying I'm the person you're talking about? I said, yeah. I got you, Kevin. So what's up with you? Busy? I said, sorry, got to go to class. And then that was pretty much the end of it.
All right.
And then we have had further back and forths.
Well, let's we'll see if we get to that. Let's jump in a little bit. Now, I see this.
Okay.
Because Kevin posted this.
Oh, he posted.
And I let Kevin know he's talking to my girl. In no uncertain terms. So Jane's neighbor asks how I'm doing. I go, not well. She goes, what's wrong with you? I go, Jane does bad things and it breaks my heart, but I will say no more. Goodbye. The neighbor goes, What did she do? You don't have to walk out of me like this. And then it's another hello, Davin. And then February 10th, I go, hi, I will not lie to you. No, this is the neighbor again. Hi, I will not lie to you. Jane is a good girl and has she do talks about you. She truly loves you a lot, Davin, as you can tell by her flirtation with Kevin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She never cheated on you, and she will never do that because I trust her. Really? Okay. Well, you're a fool. Please help her and let her get out of here. For God's sake, I'm begging you to please help her.
Is this from a completely separate account?
No, same account.
Oh, same account.
So she's calling herself Jane's neighbor.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't believe her, Dad.
She doesn't even have a name yet, so I don't know if I believe her.
So on February 11th, I go, I just don't get how she could do that to me.
Oh.
She goes, hi, baby. I didn't do anything wrong. Why do you... What? Listen, you. It's love.
I just wanted to get her into school.
Yes. I go, but you did. I go, what did I do, baby? I told you the truth. I said I haven't have anything with the water. I'm not a useless woman. I accused her of cheating with the warden, who she calls the water. I go, you were consorting with men in tight uniforms.
Hussy.
Leather.
Then I go, the pain is real.
Oh. Nice.
She goes, I don't get you, baby. I go, but I get you. She goes, I swear to God, I didn't do anything, baby. I go, don't swear to God in this. You will burn for eternity if you do. My powers are the X Factor. Jody, you know who we're talking about yet? Which super?
No, I don't.
It's an X-Man. He's Wolverine.
Oh, okay, right? I didn't know. I'm not into, yeah, today.
When you said Charles in a wheelchair, I'm like, wait a minute.
She goes, I didn't do anything, but you did something bad to me. I go, no, stop your lying with your burning loins. You're always looking for more men.
You're burning loins.
Yes. Come clean or this is goodbye and you can, and you, oh, she's still in Nigeria. I'm sorry. Goodbye and you can rot in Nigeria forever. She goes, you just don't want to help. You're looking for excuses. I go, no, I know what you did. I hand out and legs open.
Whoa.
She goes, stop behaving like this. I said I didn't do it. God, I won't, but I won't take this kind of thing you're telling me anymore. I go, then go. Leave. Get out.
I can hear like soap opera music.
Oh yeah. Right there.
Fabio is somehow involved.
I don't need some whoa. And then man in parentheses.
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
Trying to get with the new men on my time. Grab your balls and go. She goes, okay, cool.
Really? Oh, really? She peaced out?
No, I said actually in the next line, peace out.
Oh, funny.
Peace out. I go, sure, I banged hookers and did drugs, but at least I was honest.
Oh, great.
Your lies are comical. She goes, you disgraced me at my neighbor's front. Such a man. I go, you disgraced yourself. How low can you get?
Low can.
Listen, my knowledge of the X-Men is limited, but I think I'm doing pretty well here. She goes, you banked them with all your money and you became poor. I go, is that why you frequent with mutants?
This relationship is stormy.
Yeah. I didn't think of that. Like I said, I didn't know. She goes, out, you out should have think very well. I told you to just send me back home and come directly to you and do whatever you want with me. But you won't listen to become poor by the hookers. I swear, better you use your sense. I go, I know what you do. How dumb do you think I am? Really? Real? Oh, by the way, that's an affliction I have. What did I say?
What did we say? It's like Tourette's, but all he says is really? Really? Really?
It's a,
really?
It's a, oh, yeah, it's a keystroke. That's my affliction.
He's having a keystroke.
That's what I told her. I have a keystroke. So when I get really upset, I go, how dumb do you think I am? Really? 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 Then a cap lock. Really? 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 Then 5 exclamation points after it. She goes, what do I do? You yell me the real fact. I go, I marvel at
yell
your
me
balls.
The real facts.
Yell me the real facts.
You guys missed it, though. I go, I marvel at your balls.
Oh.
Do you think I don't know what you do online? Do you think you are really alone? Online? What do you mean? Do you think you're the only one with secrets? She goes, LOL, your words ain't straight. I go, really? Tell me what I do online. Why don't you tell me what you do online? Let's have a video chat. She goes, no, enough connection. I go, don't believe you. She goes, my neighbor account, she won't allow me to do that. I go, lie. She goes, agreed. I go, what do you agree with? She goes, I called me a liar and I agreed.
Okay.
You heard her.
I lie. Yes, I do. Are we lying now? Yes, we are.
I go, you admit you were lying? She goes, it's your wish, so. Say not my, to say so, not mine.
It sounds like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, get your butt over for a video chat. Prove your love, and then you will get your money to come here.
Okay.
She goes, why can't you just listen to me? I said it's my neighbor account and her internet bill. Because I know you lie. I'm giving you a chance to prove yourself. Either you do that or you spend my money on wine, women, and meatloaf. I love meatloaf. That's my favorite artist.
I was going to say, I'm kind of hungry.
I'll blow her off if a meatloaf song is coming on. I told you, this guy's a scumbag. She goes, I can't hurt my neighbor that cares just because of who don't care about me. Spend your money on whatever you want to spend it on. It's your money. Remember to spend it on the hookers and drug. I go, fine. Then this is goodbye. Don't say I didn't give you a chance. Enjoy Nigeria and your not quite finished degree in zoology.
Oh, man.
She goes, I know my God lives. It ain't easy to succeed in life. I go, God does not like liars. There is no paradise for those that sin. She goes, so don't think you're the one to help of life. I go, it could have been beautiful, Gigi. That's my pet name for her. Gigi is short for Google Girl. Because when I was talking to her, there was like a long pause, like she was looking you up. I'm like, I'll call you Google Girl. She goes, LOL, Gigi, you gave me the name when I didn't ask for help, but you gave me liar when I need help, LOL. I go, you asked for help within the first hours of knowing me.
Yeah, really?
I'm prepared to give it, but I need a video chat. I'm glad you remember the name, though. Good job. She goes, you won't kill me here. You just want my neighbor to get angry with me. She's the only one that helps me now. I go, tell your neighbor I'll send extra money for her when I send you yours after the video chat. Easy fix.
You're loaded.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Money to throw around.
Well.
As long as she brings the boobs. I mean.
Nigeria.
Exactly. Which is hard to do. She goes, she chatted with you yesterday, but you disgraced me. You were reading her messages without replying. She can't believe you. I go, oh, well, I guess that sucks if you refuse to trust me.
Ooh.
She goes, you keep promising me money all this while, but you didn't do all this. She trusts you. She can't. If you care about me, you will send the money since. I go, nope. This is the first time I'm telling you. I will send money, but we need to have a video chat first. I want to get her online.
Mm.
She goes, but I told you I can't because I won't let my neighbor get mad at me because of who don't care about me. I go, well, then get a job and earn some money and go to the internet cafe and we could chat there. She goes, LOL, I won't work just to please you because you don't care about me all this while. You don't care at all. I go, wow, you are lazy.
I like how she's like, LOL. Yeah. I'll just work.
I go, you'd rather beg than work.
Yeah.
At least you're honest about that. I mean, I know you have one job, but honestly, you're not good at it.
Oh, good.
She goes, LOL, I'm not lazy. I'll be lazy for you that don't care about me. I go, how does a woman who goes to graduate school to improve herself refuse to get a job to earn some money, but instead would rather beg from her neighbor? This is a big old plot hole right there.
A plot hole.
I'm pushing. She should eject. Get out. She goes, all what you were trying to do is that you don't want to help me now. How will I work without a certificate? Why can't you just think? I go, certificate for what? You don't have to work as a zoologist to earn some cash. She goes, I came here to school, remember? And I've not collected my certificate at the school because of the money I owe. Think, Davin. I'm the stupid one now.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, so get another type of job. No, I go, so get another type of job. Become a waitress. Shovel yak poop. Anything to earn some money. She goes, anything to earn money so that I can go to internet cafe to video chat with you, right? I can never do that. Who don't care about me? I go, sir, for your reason to be a beggar and starve and be a burden on your neighbor is because you think I don't care about you?
Oh, don't throw logic into this.
She goes, if you care about me, you will send the money when I told you I'm hungry. I go, if you're hungry, you'll work.
You just, love.
It is.
Yeah, I know. But see, this is the stuff that occasionally I'm like, oh, man, that's so... Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah,
right.
She goes, you don't care. I go, those who care most push us the hardest. She goes, okay, I know you still love me, but you're just a stingy man.
Well,
I am Jewish. Yeah. I don't know if this version has discussed his religion yet.
No, you didn't.
No. I go, I believe in hard work and earning your keep by making an honest wage.
Earning your keep.
She goes, okay.
Like she's a farm animal.
She's a zoology student. She goes, okay, I have to work. I have some change. It's just seasonal job, little money. I go, good. Get that job. We have our video chat, and then I will send you the money for your ticket. If you choose to be with me, good. If not, that's okay, but you'll be back home in the USA. She goes, this job is just for feeding, but I can't rely on you. I go, so don't rely on me. Go. She goes, you're such a stingy man. I go, goodbye.
Don't let the door hitch on the ass.
She goes, bye. And then I go, by the way, your punctuation is very poor. I thought that was important for a zoologist.
What?
Of course it's not.
No. Yeah, it's like the worst kind of like, I know you are, but what am I kind of answer.
She goes, LOL, just leave me alone for my life. I don't care about you words. I go, okay, I know you have a new man. Kevin picks up. Ooh.
Yeah, you go, oh, me?
She goes, L, I don't have any man, but you have hookers over there. I'm tired of begging you. I go, why would you say such a thing? She goes, you don't care at all. She goes, you don't care at all. I go, who's Kara?
Irene Kara from Fame?
She goes, you hurts my feelings ever. You don't care, I mean. I go, all I did was try to love you, and you just played me with my heart. Sad face. She goes, how did I play with your heart? I pleaded, and you keep on hurting me. Feelings with your hookers. This is going to be a sticky point in this relationship.
Yeah, the hookers and drugs, that really got her.
I go, you went away, and then you came back months later and flirt with other men. She goes, can't read. I told you, I was arrested. You don't trust me. It's okay. Then how do you want me to believe you, too? I go, it's why we must have the video chat. We can be honest and see each other. She goes, do you want me to trust you? Talk to me. I go, trust is earned. We're at the point where we must see each other. Otherwise, it's time we move on.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Yes.
She goes, do you want me to trust you? Yes or no? I go, that's up to you. She goes, LOL, can you answer the question? I go, I just did. She goes, do you want me to trust you? All I want to hear is yes or no. I go, you will trust me after our video chat and when you have the money in your hand. She goes, you're not serious about this. If you answer, you will answer me straightly. I go, yes, Gigi, I need you to trust me with all of my heart. She goes, it's just a step you will take. If you do it, I will trust you. And if you don't or asking me questions or complaining, I will not trust you. I go, okay.
Whiner with the money.
She goes, I'm trying to make a process for the video, but the internet can't do it because she used data here, and the step is that you will send the money for the internet bill. That's
what?
It. That's what she goes. I go, really? She goes, that's it. I go, really? She goes, yeah. I go, really? She goes, I will reply when you have something meaningful to say. I go, really? And cap locks. Really? More cap locks.
I'm having a keystroke.
She goes, can you outsee yourself? Such a stingy man. Very, very. Really? 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 I've been triggered.
Really?
She goes, hissing. I go, really?
Hissing?
She wrote hissing. I go, really? She goes, why are you such a stingy man that loves hookers? That's very bad of you.
Especially for the hookers.
Yeah. Then I write a really long, I go, really?
Oh my God, she's probably like, the son of a bitch! I'm gonna
just
kill her!
Send me the money!
Send me the money!
Then she goes, you with a bunch of E's, D's, and S's. And then I type really backwards.
No, you didn't.
I put YLAER. She goes, Davin, just leave me alone. If you
I sleep that.
Broken my heart.
If you can't let me trust you, then I go, de verdad? Which is Spanish for really. She goes, you mean? Then I go, verkelig, which I think is Danish for really.
Oh, my God. Now he's Mr. Babelfish.
Then she goes, "Din sa stingy free non scene." I go, "LOL, he got confused." She goes, "LOL, he got confused." And then she goes, "That like you're really like a stingy man." And then I go, "I'll give you that one," because she went to a foreign language.
Wow, nice.
I'll
okay,
give you that one.
Upped her game.
She goes, "Veramonte." Then I go, I go, "Veramonte," which is another language for really. Then she goes, "Sono stanco del tuo modo de interpretare un uomo così poco serio."
No, Sotros.
I think she's saying, "Why won't you be serious?"
Yeah.
Then I go, "Ja worklig," which is another language for really.
I appreciate your dedication.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Funny. Really?
Really?
She goes, "Davin, the hookers fit you on. Swear down." You heard her.
What?
I'll read it again.
Say it again.
"Davin, the hookers fit you on swear down. Continue with them, and you will just die as an ordinary man without kids. Came to Earth and went back to heaven without any kids. You even locked your parents in a cage, as you said. What an unserious life."
She told you.
I go, "So you don't think it was paradise by the dashboard light?" And there's the meatloaf. I'm throwing everything at her.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, "Paradise? You? LOL." "You're not serious for once. I just pitied your life." I go, "Listen, and you'll hear the sound. Hear the sound of a heartbreaking." That's another meatloaf lyric. She goes, "From who? You? You? What you don't? You that you don't about who you love? Well, you were lying about the love. I can't trust you because I just gave you the task to do it. But you failed again." I go, "When love was forever, turn the page, and we fade to blue." More meatloaf lyrics.
She's like, "What the hell is, what nonsense is this?"
It's the loaf.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the loaf.
I go, "Continue with your living." She goes, "Continue with your life, your living, and your thinking, you're enjoying, right, LL? It's okay, Davin. I bet it with you. You'll regret not being honest and serious." I go, "Love's an hourglass. It goes out wide, then it comes in closer." Another meatloaf.
These are terrible lyrics.
Really?
Really.
She goes, "LOL, anyway, my birthday's next week, Saturday."
What? Non-sequitur woman making an appearance.
She goes, "How?" I go, "How old will you be?" She goes, 31. I go, "Happy birthday." She goes, "Any gift from you, stingy man? Prove the stinginess again."
Any gift from you, stingy man?
Then I go, "Really?"
Actually, that's a superpower.
Stingy man. She goes, "What are you giving me as a gift? Just surprise me. Talk to me." I go, "I'm going to go. You're being mean. Goodbye." She goes, "Goodbye, stingy." And puts a sad face. She goes, "Yeah, I'm tired of begging you." I go, "I know, right? You could be doing something much more productive while on your knees."
Oh! Wow.
She goes, "Yeah. Knees? I can't kneel for someone who don't care about me." I go, "Sure you can, with your hand out."
Oh.
She goes, "LOK," and then corrects to LOL.
LOK.
"Just go off me." I go, "Okay, so we're," "so we're broken up, right?" She goes, "If you want me," and by the way, nobody ever breaks up with their scammer.
No.
That's how this whole thing works. You keep on chasing them. She goes, "If you want me," this is so not according to their game plan. She goes, "If you want me to trust you, I won't like to move on with someone I don't trust." I go, "Okay, I hear you. I just have a hard time with people who have the hustle but don't have the game."
Ooh.
She goes, "Keep on going with by the hookers." I go, "You know what the hookers have that you don't?"
I'm afraid to hear this.
She goes, "They will never tell you they are tired because of your money until your money finishes. Then you can't pay them." I go, "They have money, dear. Lots and lots of money. And they are honest."
Ooh. Ouch. See what I mean, like, fake Davin is really a dick to her, and she keeps coming back for more.
She was trying to cheat on me with a fucking superhero. Fuck you, Helix.
I know, but you... Look, Hugh Jackman's got it going on.
It's the knockoff Hugh Jackman. It's Hugh Jack off over there. Fucking control you. There it is. Now we're turning on the guest. That's not necessary.
Wait a minute. You started turning on the guest. Yeah.
She goes, "So you're after their money? They have enough money from your money." I go, "Well, they have a job and they do it." She goes, "They have collected from so many people. It's your job." I go, "Does anybody ever send you money?"
Oh.
She goes, "No, why?" I go, "Just asking, man."
Man. Do you ever get anybody to pay up? I mean, like, with this rap?
She goes, "I'm not, man." I go, "Nope, you're an honest woman just looking for love and tenderness."
Uh-huh.
She goes, "Thanks." I go, "You're welcome." She goes, "You said something the other time. You said you know what I do online." I go, "Yep." She goes, "Can you tell me what I do online?" I go, "I could." She goes, "All here is I'm Listerine. Listening."
I'm Listerine.
All hears, I'm Listerine.
Hail, all hears, I'm Listerine.
I go, tell you what, you go first. If you're correct, I'll tell you a big secret. But you have one shot at this. Otherwise, the ride keeps on going. Go. She goes, your words never came straight for once. You know what? You just leave me alone. I go, one shot, Jane. You can do it. You don't want me to leave you alone. You love me. She goes, LOL, love you? I go, so you do not? She goes, I sit, but I'm loving guy useless because you always hurt my feelings. Then I'll have to let you go off of me. Bye. I go, okay, you tried. I like your moxie. Thanks. She goes, then just leave me alone. I will go no longer speak with you, but I do know what you are doing. And then I sent her a YouTube video. It was probably of like fucking Wolverine or something. Do you have anything to add to this, Kevin?
No.
Because you said there was some more goings on, but.
She and I have gone back and forth some more. She sent me a picture, a series of pictures, which I did Google and like image search, and were some, with some quasi-famous Spanish singer.
Yeah.
And I sent her the Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And I go, so you're her? And she got very upset about that. She kept telling me I wouldn't understand, and I don't have nearly the patience with that.
Well, we talked about this at the top of the show. You have, like, you scam scammers, and you're very funny, but there's different ways. You have the short term, let's go as hilarious as possible, and this is going to end very soon. I have, let's suck them in. Let's get them in the relationship, and then slowly we unleash the insanity. Yeah. And you got a taste of the insanity. Yeah. There's a lot of crazy shit going on, and she's still fucking there because she's so invested at this point.
Every now and then, she never asked me for anything.
Really?
She and I went back and forth for a while, and every now and then, the last time she messaged me was March 15th. And I told her who was the televangelist that died recently?
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham. I did a whole thing with her about Billy Graham dying.
Oh, okay.
And I was upset about that, and I became a born-again Christian, and I went on that. So then for a while, every time she messaged me, I told her I was still in mourning. she was very sympathetic for my loss.
Okay. Oh, that's nice, though.
Then around March 15th, it cut off. But she never got around to asking me for anything.
Oh, she asked me right out of the get-go.
Oh, yeah, like, right out of the gate.
Within minutes, she wanted an iTunes card.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is it's because right out of the way, she asked me. And usually once they ask you, the clock is running. But that was a year ago. And I've managed to keep her for wanting and asking for a fucking year.
I messed with a guy, a Nigerian guy, whose profile was all, like, it was honest. He was from Nigeria. And he had a... It sounded like a group home of some sort, and he was trying to get money for the group home, and he and I went back and forth for a couple years. Every now and then he would message me, and I would just mess around with him, but he was never really pushy about anything. And then I looked it up, and it turned out that was a real group home.
No!
He was a scammer. He was trying to just get money off people on Facebook, but I think he actually did.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
So you're a little bit of a dick.
Yeah.
That's the danger of this.
Oh, no.
Here's a little secret. So somebody, friend requested me from the Philippines on Facebook. A decent looking girl.
Okay.
So immediately I thought, I accepted. Immediately I thought this was a scammer.
Right.
So I started with my bullshit.
Right.
Turns out. Not a scammer, nice girl.
Oh, shit.
So we're actually now friends on Facebook, but I started off our friendship with fucking lies, and she's a really sweet girl, and she's been through a hard time,
and
I started out like a complete douche. But that's the danger of it.
But how did she find you?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, you want to know something? I had the one I did my recent blog on a scammer that I took up with, and she's got
took up with.
I took up.
Really, you
got
shack up? Did you?
I took up.
Yeah,
I've been writing back and forth to, and you can tell, you know, from the, that, you know, she's got all the traits of a scammer. There's just one photo of her, two friends, and stuff like that, you know. And then you hope you're not like leading somebody on, but it's so, because this is what we do, you know, that she's a scammer, you know.
Yeah.
So when you do get somebody and it's just an innocent bystander, you must really feel awful about it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There was a period where I was getting a lot of requests from European gay men.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know,
well,
on my fan page.
Well, the pictures you post, yeah. It's understandable.
And I did, you know Adam Sank?
Yes, he's a big fan of yours, too.
Yeah. So I did his radio show, and he has an international listenership.
Right.
Okay.
And I think it might have somehow been related to that. But for a while, I was getting a lot of these.
Adam Sank is very much on your cock, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But he and I are actually friends.
That's how it starts. A couple guys hanging out, celebrating your impending nuptials. Hey, one time, it's not really cheating if it's a dude, right? Yeah. It's not like I'm a congressman. What could possibly go wrong?
Fine dinner, little wine,
right.
Kiss. Yeah.
Why do you ruin everything
I'm glad
nice?
We got to share that. I'm glad we got to share Jane.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like it brought us closer together.
It did. And I'm still with Jane.
I wish
are you gloating you. Over our friend here?
Listen, he's a Kevin come lately.
But wait, now, how did she find you guys? She's just trolling comedians?
It's got
her. She found me because you had been talking to her before I was.
But she's not one of my friends. Like that, and she my stuff's private, so she can't see who my friends are.
Oh.
So she got to you from somebody else.
Yeah.
And she was kicked off Facebook for a long time.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
But she kept Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, because you can get a fake account. That's what that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting that how did she find the two of you and
comic.
The obvious link
yeah.
is comedians.
It's always comic.
Yeah,
it's
always they're
comic.
Horny.
Yeah.
And
we're all just whores out there putting as much content out there.
Yes.
So you're going to pick up a couple strays.
By the way, I told Pip before the show, I'll tell you guys not to. I have a new girlfriend, so I'm kind of cheating on Jane. I have a Clara on Twitter.
You cad.
Yeah.
You know, and
you're the cad.
It wasn't bad enough with the strippers and the whores and the
new
coke
characters.
And the.
New, that's
oh,
a new
man.
Character. That's so. But this fake Davin is the worst fake Davin. The one I'm doing
yeah.
right now. This
yeah.
guy's hard to love.
He is. He is.
But
and he looks to Joe for confirmation, and Joe is not giving him anything.
But yeah. So that was that. We'll continue with Jane in the coming weeks.
I really do like the crossover.
Please do.
Yeah.
Did you like how I tried to work in your shenanigans?
I do. I appreciate it.
Giving her every fucking hint to punch out. Just get off.
Artists always like when another artist recognizes
yes.
and,
their work.
You know,
yeah.
Because that wasn't copying. That was...
No. You were doing your own thing. I wasn't insulted at all. We have completely different styles, completely different agendas.
It was an homage.
It was an homage.
I think mine is more a little overtly awful to them.
Yes.
Yours, you're just playing them as stupid.
Yes.
Me, I'm fucking irritating.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like
yeah.
you said, you're in for the long haul.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in for the quick gag.
Yeah. Which is kind of, you know, same thing with our dating lives before your lovely lady now. You know, I was more of a relationship guy. You were, you know, a little bee pollinating from flower to flower.
I wanted to spread the word.
You found the queen, so you're going to have your own hive. But before that, you'll become a male worker. You'll become a male bee and fucking dead. The analogy works very well. Very well.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, wait. Is that what's happening? Let me out.
This girl enjoyed the show up until that moment.
Yeah. No, she's like, he is a dick.
Could have been worse. I could have, like, told
it's
off
not just
Joe's girl.
Dabbing.
Like, fuck you. Like, whoa. It's a little much for me. I didn't. That was unbridled assholishness.
Yikes.
All right. Kevin, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Always, you're always welcome here. You know that. And we know it was a journey. And we appreciate you making the effort to play with us.
I'll be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club this Saturday in Poughkeepsie, New York, if anybody's listening.
Cool.
They are listening.
Yeah.
What's your...
Poughkeepsie's listening.
Ah.
Yeah, actually, people in the area I do know listen to the show. What's your website?
KevinIsrael.com.
KevinIsrael.com. There you go.
Nice.
All right.
It was really good that you did this crossover stuff with that, but I also liked you here for the great...
To mediate
the April Fool's.
I feel like Kevin might have to be... I feel like... if you're interested, Kevin, I feel like maybe you should come with your own stories next year and be part of this.
I think it should be an annual event.
If we're all still walking the earth and doing this nonsense.
Yes.
We'll be here.
There's still an earth to walk.
Yeah,
better
right.
yet.
Right.
Still, if Pip was actually right and we look back and go, you know what? She had the biggest fool. Our
yes.
If we, then Kevin will bring his own, so I will not be able to use his powers for my good.
Yes.
We will all be either be incinerated or speaking Korean.
I feel like Kevin would also be very good for In the Barrel if he wants to come up sometime for that game.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
In the Barrel is a game that we play on the radio. I haven't done it in a while, where one of us will read a story. At this point, honestly, it's Pip reading a story. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like I would go first, for instance. Like, each one has a minute to make as many jokes as possible about that thing.
Oh, I like that.
And then the other one goes.
Okay.
So...
It's really fun.
We
and
haven't
I,
played
I pick
that
good
in
stuff.
A while.
No, we should. We should.
Yeah, we haven't played. God, I think over a year.
Yeah.
Over a year, we haven't played that.
In the Barrel's a long.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun games.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, right. So Kevin will be back next year for next April Fool's with his own stories when the time comes. I will give you the categories.
I look forward to it.
Ah, there would be much arguing.
Oh, I'm a little, because now that Kevin's seen the gist, I'm a little concerned about my sweep. I'm going to win.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Well, you've seen what I'm willing to do for this. All right, let's thank some people. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bryn Cannon, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year. Davin, when do you think we'll have the next one coming up?
I'm actually talking to Vincent of Portobello. We'll iron out a date soon, either maybe one in the summer, more likely in the fall. We'll get that to you soon. Last one was a very good success. Heard it went great.
Great. Glad to hear it. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. You'll learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Kevin, of course, will be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie, New York. Did you give the phone number for that?
No.
Do you have the phone number for that?
Nope.
Well, you want to see Kevin, you'll figure it out.
You'll find your way.
Pip, what are we plugging? Like, I don't know.
Of course, we're talking about Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. He is the drive time afternoon guy, and he plays music mixed with little bon mot. Bon mot. Funny little phrases. For little things. Between 3 and 6.
Did you know what she was talking about?
I've heard the term before.
Thank you.
Doesn't mean he knows what it was.
Yeah, he does. He's got a smart face. I think he knew.
it's the biceps that are really stupid.
Wait a minute. Are they? Let's see.
Oh, please don't encourage him. We'll be here another 20 minutes while he fucking flexes. Hold on. Let me get some baby oil for you.
Now we're talking.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm doing my husband's radio show.
A little
show
kosher
thing.
Cheesecake for you.
I've never said no.
There it is.
Here we go. Wait a second. Hold on. I'm grabbing his phone.
He might not get it back.
Wow. God damn, boy.
Joe, do me a favor. Can you get some paper towels from upstairs?
Get a mop.
Yeah, clean up on aisle 3.
Wait, who was I talking about?
Who's got
my bon mot?
I did want to see the bon mot, but that wasn't in the picture.
It's like a bonbon, but smaller.
Gotcha. No.
Really?
I'm thinking no.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
You know what they say, big arms, small. I don't know. They could. I just did.
Big arms, big hands? I don't know. How's it work?
Cold hands. Cold hand job. Tom Cermak, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Cermak.
That's
brought
right.
Back from the comedic grave.
Oh, my God.
Bits that are no longer heard.
Yes. Well, what you can hear is great music, 3 to 6 p.m. on HudsonRiverRadio.com, Monday through Friday. Listen to Mr. Helix. He's a good time.
He is a good time.
He is.
Joseph?
I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club this Friday at 8 o'clock and Saturday, 7 and 10 p.m. Go to gubs.com for all the information for those shows. Please come on down.
Saturday, March 31st, I'll be at the Playhouse on Park in West Hartford, Connecticut. For tickets, call 860-523-5900. I'm sorry, but Pip was molesting the guest.
I didn't get near him. I air molested him. He enjoyed it.
Yeah, maybe I'll do next April from the fucking phone. So she doesn't get distracted.
Shorter drive.
You know what? We need to bring in some hot dames in here so we can molest them.
I think that's from the 1950s?
Yeah, hot dames.
Hot dames. Nah, see?
Yeah, look
bring
at those
on
gams.
Hot dames, see?
I'll give you that one.
Nah, look at the gams on her. Hey. Hey, you chickadee, come here, see?
So you've thought about it.
She's a hot little ticket.
She's a hot little ticket. Oh, God.
Extension 10. 860-523-5900, extension 10. All right, that was a fun show. Kevin, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Who listened live, listen on the podcast. If you like us, tell a friend. If you